Hello, hello to all my wonderful friends today. Thank you for joining me. I'm just looking at your beautiful comments, and thank you for your support, and thank you for your love and kindness. I am loving this. I'm teaching today on fasting, the importance of fasting, and how fasting really intensifies our prayer life. I told you yesterday, Gord Lindsay from Christ for the Nations used to say that when we fast, we increase and intensify prayer by tenfold. Think about that, tenfold. And I'm talking today about the three types of fasts that the Bible talks about. So make sure to share this with your friends. But first, hello to Rajil. Hello to Duse. Hello to Sarfaraz. Hello to Mugabe. Hello to Shamin. I told you already, you all have the most beautiful names. Hello to Uju. Hello to Veku. Hello to Icon. Icon. I think it says Icon. Hello to Wakas. And hello to Greta. Bless you. Thank you for all your beautiful comments. It's so kind. Hello to Vimala. Hello to Pramod. Okay. Lord, I thank you for what you're going to show us today. I give you praise for your word. I give you praise for your revelation truth. Bless your people greatly today. Empower them, strengthen them for your sake. And God's wonderful people said, amen and amen. I want to talk to you one-on-one because I believe God has a word for you today that you'll see if you begin to fast, the problems you have faced will be gone. And there are three fasts the Word of God talks about, which I want to talk to you about. So I'm going to wait just a few more seconds so you all come on. But let's, in fact, you know what? I want to kind of repeat some of the things I said. You remember that when God created Adam, he gave him dominion. How did he lose it? By eating. Because he submitted to the flesh king. Eve saw that the tree was good for food. Remember that? So pleasant to the eyes, to be desired to make one wise. That's what the flesh wants. And so when they submitted to the flesh, they lost dominion. While the Lord Jesus begins his ministry with fasting in Luke chapter 4, that's so clear in the word, that's when the anointing came upon him later, because he begins his ministry with fasting. Adam begins his ministry and life by eating and loses everything, while the Lord begins with fasting, and he gained not only favor with God, his Father, but the victory of Calvary came later. So, and he often fasted, as we know. So, this is very important in God's Word, but I want to say also, we have to be careful that when we fast, we have to ask ourselves a few questions. So, let's look at them again. Number one, you ask yourself, is it God-given? Is the Lord leading me into this fast, or is it something different? Number two, are my motives right? Are my motives right? Number three, what specific needs do I have in my life? What are the needs in my life? You need to focus on the needs when you fast. And number four, what results am I looking for when I fast? What results? I shared all this with you yesterday. But then number five, I think is very important. Am I determined to minister to the Lord while fasting? Because that's really the whole reason. while we fast, because we minister to the Lord at the same time. And it says in Acts 13, verse 2, how when Paul, at that time called Saul of Tarsus, and Barnabas and the others began fasting and ministering to the Lord, that's when the Lord called Paul into ministry. So there's a lot that I shared already that I would like you to look at one more time. But let's begin now again by the three kinds of fasts, the three types of fasts. First, what is called the Esther fast, the fast for deliverance. We see the same thing happening in Acts chapter 9, verse 9, where Paul the apostle did not eat for 3 days. As a result, he was delivered, if you recall, and got saved. So in Acts 9:9, and he was 3 days without sight, and neither did eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. To him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, and he said, "Behold, I'm here." And he said, "Go to the street called Straight and inquire there for one called Saul." And now he comes and prays with him. And at that moment, Saul of Tarsus is born again and is filled with the Holy Spirit and received sight. I shared with you yesterday that God's word talks about in 2 Corinthians 4:4 about the demon of blindness. For the Bible says that the evil one has blinded the minds of them which believe not. So there is a mind-blinding devil that we can defeat and drive away from loved ones if we fast for them. Now, Paul makes it very clear in God's word how he put his body under subjection in 1 Corinthians 9:27, and I believe he was fasting there also, because fasting puts the body under subjection. But let's talk about this Esther fast. That's very important. One more time, we're going to go to the book of Esther, and we're going to look at chapter 4. We're going to look at verse 16. Now, I've shared all this yesterday, but it's good just in case you missed it. She said, "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan. Fast ye for me, neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise. And so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. If I perish, I perish." She took an incredible step of faith by approaching King Ahasuerus, and God gave her favor. And then we saw deliverance come to the Jewish people in Babylon. So this is the fast for deliverance, whether it's for a soul to be saved or some situation like Esther faced. So it says very clearly, no food, no water. Again, ask yourself the questions I gave you earlier. Is it God-led? Is it God-given? What are my motives for it? So this fast, like I had said, and I'll repeat to say, brings tremendous deliverance to those who are blinded by the enemy. Now, the second fast that I'd like to bring you to is in the book of Daniel. And we did not talk about that yesterday, but let's look at it right now. Daniel chapter 10, we're going to look at verse 3. "I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled." Now this is what is called the partial fast, where it says he ate no pleasant bread, nor flesh, like meat, or wine, nor did he anoint himself. So we see that he stayed away from bread, he stayed away from flesh, meats, any kind of meats, any kind of wine. Here does not say he stopped eating completely. And I don't think our bodies can last, to be honest with you, most of us, for 21 days without bread, without food and water. So here we see a partial fast, 3 weeks. And then we see in verse 5 something beautiful. Then I lifted up mine eyes and looked. In other words, revelation truth. So if you're looking for God to speak to you, so the first one was deliverance. The second one, I want God to talk to me. Well, then you have to fast for 3 weeks, partial fast. You can, yes, according to this very clearly, you can drink water. You can eat certain foods like vegetables, like fruits, like salads, but no bread, no meats, no wine. And so here, he received a tremendous revelation from the Lord, and God spoke to him. In Daniel 9, you know, some of you want a word from God. Listen to me. Don't be going looking for these prophets, okay? Now, yes, some of them are anointed and right on. A lot of them are not. They're operating unbiblically. This is totally my opinion. And I think some of them operate in the psychic realm rather than the biblical realm. So, but if you really want God to talk to you, I'm giving you the answer. Fast for 3 weeks, partial fasts. That's it. Don't eat any meat. Don't eat any bread. Don't drink any wine. You can still drink water. You can still eat vegetables and fruits and, you know, such things, like vegetarian. And God, I believe, will really speak to you as he did with the prophet Daniel. In Daniel 9, and we look at verse 2, it says, in the first year of his reign, I understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And God Almighty spoke to him. Let me just finish it in verse 21 and 22. The Bible says something very, very beautiful. And it says these words, all right? While I was speaking in prayer, including fasting, even the man Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening offering or oblation. And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I'm now come to give you skill and understanding. So God spoke to him and gave him a tremendous vision. So if we want to see a revelation come to our hearts where God will speak to us, that's the only way that the Bible talks about. Yes, there are times God speaks through gifted individuals, like I said earlier, but in most cases, God Almighty will speak to you when you just seek him as you fast. This is so, you know, so much in the Word and so beautiful in the Bible. So let me just make sure I gave you everything on my notes. Okay. Now, it also happened with Peter the Apostle, if you remember. In Acts chapter 10 and verse 10, and he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance. Now, it doesn't say here that he had been fasting for 21 days or not. Most likely he was. The reason is because in verse 11 it says, and he saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him. And this is when God revealed to Peter that the gospel will go to the Gentiles. And I, frankly, when you look at the whole Bible, God only speaks in such clarity after man have fasted for a few days, like in this case, 21. Now, sometimes it's not 21. I'll show it to you in just a second. But 21 days, I believe at least, God will speak to us. And he came and gave Peter an amazing revelation. Think about this. I mean, the Jewish people grew up in those days believing the early church, I'm talking about, the Jewish people in the early church, believed that no Gentile could receive the gospel or the blessings of Abraham. And now God has to come in a vision to Peter the apostle, who was the leading head of the church in those days. Later James became the head. At that time still Peter was the head. And God gave him this amazing vision in Jaffa, exactly the same place I was born. In fact, only a block away from where I was born. But what is amazing to me is here is a man who was so accustomed to the Jewish tradition and ways that God has to show him a vision. And I just can't believe that he was only fasting for a day to receive that vision. It had to be for a lot longer than a day. So, but, you know, that or not, but I believe it is so, God Almighty spoke to him while he was hungry. He became very hungry and would have eaten. He needed some food, but it says while they made ready. So I think he was coming to the end, you know, of his fast, or probably he was still on his partial fast at that time. Now, I believe with all of my heart this partial fast releases also the power of God on our life in a very powerful way. You know, in other religions, when they fast for weeks, demons are stirred up and demonic things happen. But in our faith, when we fast, the power of God comes and the demonic is broken. So keep that in mind, please. Let's also look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Because in this portion, Paul the Apostle talks about fasting often. He said, in weariness, in painfulness, that's 2 Corinthians 11, 27. In weariness, in painfulness, in watchings, meaning prayer, often, in hunger, in thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. So here he was fasting often, and that's why God spoke to him so many times, as we see in the book of Acts and in the epistles that he had written. I mean, here's a man who went to the third heaven. Why would God honor him like that? Because of what he just said here. In fasting often. That is incredible. That's incredible. So, and then later he talks about his visit to the third heaven. And I think it's connected to that very, very, very much so. So that is very, very powerful. Now, let's talk about the third fast as I close the teaching today on this. And that's in Matthew chapter 4. And we're going to read verse 2. And this fast is for dominion, for power. It says, when the Lord Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward hungered. So, we see the Lord Jesus fasting 40 days and 40 nights. Now, the Bible does not say here whether the Lord did not drink water. It said he was hungry. It doesn't say he was thirsty. So, we don't really know whether he drank water or not, because it doesn't say so. We do know in Moses' case, he did not eat or drink, as he said so in the Old Covenant. But still, a 40-day fast, you must be led by the Lord. I mean, I'm telling you, be sure you are called into that fast before you go into it. Because the Lord says in the Scriptures, it says about the Lord that the Holy Spirit led him. The Holy Spirit led him, and then he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. So I don't think anyone can really fast without the Lord leading him. It says in Matthew 4:1, then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And then verse 2 said he fasted 40 days and 40 nights. So the human body cannot really cannot exist without water for 40 days and without food for 40 days. There's only four men in Scripture that were led by God to fast for 40 days and 40 nights. That's the Lord Himself, Moses, Deuteronomy 9, verse 9, Joshua, Exodus 24, 13 through 18, and Elijah in 1 Kings 19, 7 through 18. But let's quickly look at Moses, because I think this would be really good and important that we see here what it says about Moses in Deuteronomy 9, 9. He says, when I was gone up into the mount to receive the tables of stone, even the tables of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I abode in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. I neither did eat bread nor drink water. So here we see very, very clearly that he did not. And in Exodus 24, we know how Joshua fasted 40 days and 40 nights while waiting for Moses on the mount. And then, of course, Elijah. So, this fast is never about your needs or needing revelation. It's always for a nation. It's always for the world. So the three-day fast is for deliverance, for you or a loved one who's not saved or in bondage somehow. The second fast, so God would speak to you, 21 days, partial fast. This here, 40 days and 40 nights, is for dominion over the world. This is a very powerful anointing that God gives men like that. And very, very few have been called into that. Now, let me talk to you about, and again, like I said, God may call you into it. Doubtful, in my opinion. But if he does, make sure God has called you. Now, let's talk about how to break a fast. This is extremely important. Whether it's the three-day fast or whether it's the partial fast of 21 days, here's what I want you to see with me. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 11 and 12. I love it how God gives us such amazing details. You know, God speaks to us through every story and everything we see in the Bible. It says, they found an Egyptian in the field, that's David and his men, and brought him to David. And they gave him what? Bread. And he did eat. And made him to drink water. And verse 12 says, and they gave him a piece of a cake of figs, clusters of raisin. And then when he ate, his spirit came again to him. Because he had not eaten any bread, nor drunk any water for 3 days and three nights. So here's a man who was fasting or hadn't eaten for 3 days and three nights. He really was not fasting for anything there. He was just couldn't get food anywhere. But the Bible, I think, has this amazing story in here for us on how to break a fast. Never eat meat after you have fasted. Never take anything heavy. Because here it says, they gave him what? Bread. I think the right way to break a fast is have some bread first, and then after you have swallowed the bread, very slowly drink water. Because you see here, they gave him small amounts. They knew that he'd been without food and water for three days and three nights, and the body cannot handle if you eat very quickly and too much. So you have to do it real slow. And here it says they gave him bread, and then he ate it, and then they gave him water. He drank the water. Then they gave him some figs, a cake made out of figs, and some raisins. Now, from what I'm reading here, and what I also heard from others, figs are very nutritious, so they restore nutrition to the body. And raisins also. These are extremely nutritious fruits. So, bread, water, figs, raisins. And I believe God has given us here the formula for breaking the fast. How to break the fast in a good way, in a healthy way, in a safe way. So watch the amount you eat, eat slowly, and rest as much as possible. Because this man, we do see where they actually helped him. He was resting. So anyways, they didn't go into battle right away. They made sure that he came back, you know, his strength came back, because it says how his strength came back to him. So, all right, now, let me just say something, and of course that's in verse 12. It says, his spirit came again to him. So, I think it's important that we obey the law and the word of God here. Now, very important rule, probably the most important rule of all, because if you break this rule, then everything, frankly, is lost. Your fast will have no impact. There's one rule given to us in the Gospels. Matthew 6, let's look at verse 17 here for a minute. Okay. It says, but when you fast, in verse 17, anoint your head and wash your face, that you may appear not unto men to fast, but unto your Father which is in secret. And your Father which sees in secret will reward you openly, which means don't talk about it. I think this is one of the most important things, because we can lose our reward. We can lose the results. Someone, let's say, goes into a three-day, three-night fast for a loved one or deliverance for themselves or someone else. If you tell someone you're doing it, you just lost the results. Same thing with the revelation fast or any other fast. I think the Lord was very clear on this. He said, when you fast, don't let anyone know. Let God, because God himself will reward you. Let God see you fast. He's the only one who needs to know, not people. So that is a very important rule, the most important rule when it comes to fasting. So do you want to see your prayer life increased by tenfold? I just gave it to you since Monday. But don't tell no one. Just don't talk about it. Father, come on, let's believe God. Speak to them, Lord. Let them know by the Holy Spirit that you want them to go into a fast, whether for deliverance, whether for revelation, or for dominion. Now, Lord, you lead and guide them, I pray. And let them see the reward as they keep it to themselves in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. And God's people said, amen. And Lord, meet every need right now. Every need, whether it be physical or emotional or spiritual, in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, it's time to give to the Lord's work. And I want to talk to you very openly right now. I'm almost 70 years old. I'll be 70 next year. Our ministry, we're all praying that all our debts in ministry will be paid by the time I'm 70 years old. And the ministry, the total debt, by the way, is only $1.5 million. Isn't that wonderful? That's all we owe. It's just $1.5 million. And I felt I should really share this with you. So I'm going to ask you to listen to God. I may not say that again to you. I may not even mention it again. But I'm going to ask you to ask the Lord, what part should you do? What should your part be? Would you help me celebrate 70 years next year with a breakthrough and a miracle where I will be completely out of debt in the ministry? I mean, I am already out of debt personally. But I want to see our ministry completely out of debt from past problems we had. These days are behind us, thank God. But now the last vendor, this is the last debt for the last vendor, And we want to just take care of it and be done with it. So if God speaks to you, I pray the Lord will really bless you and truly reward you. So if you want to designate that gift, let us know as you give today. If not, just give, and the Lord will bless you. So Father, speak to them in the name of Jesus, I pray. I give you honor and glory. And God's people said, amen. I want to see when I turn 70 that we're going to have a celebration, that it's all over. Hallelujah. And if you want to become a partner, you can become a partner for $30 or $50 a month. And you can just simply send me an email to pastorbenny@bennyhinn.org to say, I want to be a partner, and we'll send you the information. Million thanks, and I love being with you every day, and I pray this has been a blessing to you, and we're going to continue coming together daily. So today, you can send your seed, and all you have to do is go on the platform you're watching me on, or you can go to our website, bennyhinn.org, and just sow that seed. Give that gift, and God Almighty will bless you, I promise you. Or you can simply text it. That's BHM 45777. Lord, I pray you bless your people as you speak to them, Lord. Reward them over and over and over again in Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you, and I'll be coming and being with you every single day. Much love. Bye-bye.